This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Bay Area, North Bay, East Bay, South Bay. Welcome into a little bit of an edition, a different edition in the Morning Roast. My name is Evan Giddings alongside Sam Lubman, Carter Chickering, Cam Williams with you. And a good Monday morning to all, especially Dub Nation. Sam, yesterday was an unbelievable experience, top to bottom, as the Warriors not only got a win, not only retired number nine for Andre Iguodala, but I think has the entire Bay Area in a tizzy, because this is a basketball team that looks completely different than the one 6 games before Jimmy Butler got here, or 6 games ago, I should say, before Jimmy Butler got here. And they're the talk of the town once again. But first and foremost, I know you were there yesterday. We were all there. It was a good time. What's up, man? I'm happy to be on the air with you.
Yeah, hello there, man. Good morning. Happy to have you on the show, Evan. Did you enjoy the wake-up call this morning?
Oh, every single... come on, man. Well, no, I'm going to be honest. I could not sleep last night.
Okay. And part of it... excited to do the show with me, huh?
Well, yeah.
I had that effect on people.
Excited to talk about the game.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a fun one yesterday. So we were all there and seeing a guy like Andre Iguodala get honored, seeing that number nine hung up in the rafters there. It was really something. We'll get into it because the impact that Andre Iguodala had on the Warriors and establishing the culture or the role he played in establishing the culture that so defined this Warriors dynasty. It really cannot be undersold enough, the impact that he had. But and then on top of that, yeah, an incredible Warriors win, 126-102 over the Mavericks yesterday. And Evan, it's looking like a great, just a totally different team. I was sitting next to our guy, Mark Grandy, who was doing the pre and post game. And obviously, as we all know, pushes all the buttons for Willen and Dibbs in the afternoon. And I turned to him in the third quarter, at the end of that third quarter, I was just like, hey, remember when, you know, the Warriors have a lead at halftime? We were just like, oh, great. How are they going to screw it up today? We're not feeling that way anymore. This is feeling like such a different, better, more exciting basketball team in every sense of the word right now.
It does. And look, we're going to give everyone a fantastic opportunity to get in on the fun, because we're giving away a Jimmy Butler jersey today.
Jimmy Buckets?
Jimmy Butler III. We're going to be giving away that jersey in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, at 8:30, Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors, is going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. And, yeah, look, the 415, don't worry. Spadoni and Shasky, I think they're going to be back. What, on Wednesday, you're going to have Sam and myself in the next couple of days. We're going to have some fun over the next 8 hours of radio, obviously taking you up until Steiny and Guru. But the thing is about yesterday as a whole, Sam, like what, let's start with what your favorite part was. Was it the Andre Iguodala ceremony pregame? Was it the game itself? Was it Jimmy Butler's home debut? Was it sending Klay Thompson home with a frown on his face? What was your favorite part about Sunday?
I think I'm going to take the easiest answer. It was seeing that number nine rise out from the table during the ceremony and then looking up at the top of the rafters and seeing that black curtain lifted up, that number nine that will hang up there forever, which is a very long time, as Bob Fitzgerald said. And I do agree, that is a very, very long time. Seeing that number nine immortalized up there, that really meant a lot for me, Evan, because, you know, we're Warrior fans, growing up longtime Warrior fans. What Iguodala once meant, or what Iguodala does mean for this organization, what his arrival meant, the legitimacy that it gave. I think, you know, Steve Kerr before the game was talking about it. He wasn't head coach of the Warriors when Iguodala arrived, but he did observe it from afar. And he said, you know, he described it as a coup when the Warriors got Andre Iguodala, because free agents were not coming to the Warriors. And the legitimacy that he brought that young team coming off of that playoff series victory over Iguodala's Denver Nuggets, how much they pushed the Spurs in that second round, and that game one collapse they had where the Warriors lost in OT, it still stings to this day, the opportunity they had there. But when he showed up, it was, the Warriors are no longer just some, like, you know, whatever young team. This is a team that's actually building something into something special. And seeing it all come to fruition and seeing it all just come down and the success that we've had, seeing that number nine go up, I was just thinking about all the success that was brought to this organization because Iggy said, you know what? I need to go join those guys. It was a true everything kind of comes to this moment kind of situation there, and it was just very special to be able to witness that in person.
It's interesting you say that Iggy wanted to come here. Andre wanted to come.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here, the Warriors wanted Andre. It reminds me how many bullets that this team has dodged across its dynasty. They wanted Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. Dwight Howard was the free agent of that offseason that the Warriors wanted to court. Bob Myers told us as such yesterday. It has been true for quite some time. And instead of getting the big piece, like, ironically, at the trade deadline, they wanted to get Kevin Durant. They've wanted to get Paul George. They've wanted to get Lauri Markkanen. But instead, the player that ends up on the team is the player that is the perfect player for the situation. Now, is Jimmy Butler going to be a guy that's going to help deliver championships like Andre Iguodala did? That remains to be seen. And I have my doubts. But the fact remains that Andre Iguodala, to your point, Sam, was the perfect player at the perfect moment in what became a budding dynasty. And he's someone that, to me, I have I don't know, different thoughts about Iguodala. I don't think he's a perfect person or a perfect player, but he was the right player. And he especially at that point in his career, I don't know if early on when he was, say, an all-star in Philadelphia, if he could have come off the bench with the amount of graciousness and pride that he did. I don't know if he was even in, if he was in Denver, you know, if he, before that, if he would have wanted to join a team like Golden State. But he talked about playing with Steph Curry during the World Games in 2010, getting an idea of what the baby Splash Brothers could be, and realizing where he fit in, obviously, as a starter, his first season under Mark Jackson, and then coming off the bench for the remainder of his career and his final four championships. You know, Andre Iguodala is a special player, and I think getting an opportunity to hear from everyone around him, including himself, it's going to be a rare thing. Like, Andre doesn't really let a lot of people in, and he even made a quip before the pregame media availability that, all right, this is like the last time, Raymond, you're going to get me. But he was gracious enough that every single question that was asked of him,
I
thought you had a really good one, Sam.
Thank you.
You know, he gave 2 to 3 minute answers. They were thoughtful. They were enlightening. And it just reminded me of why Andre Iguodala is the person that is seeing number 9 going to the Raptors.
Yeah, you mentioned perfect player at the perfect time, and I loved how you tied Jimmy Butler in there as well, because Jimmy's looking like that same guy as well. We'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, Evan, I mean, you talk about, you know, the starts that he had. He had 615 starts in 615 games in Philadelphia. He started another 80 of 80 games for Denver in his 1 year there. I mean, this guy who literally started every single game that he played in before he came to the Warriors, and then 63 games, 63 starts in his first year with the Warriors under Mark Jackson. Yeah, coming up, you know, starting games, hearing his name announced in those starting lineups, that was just how it was expected for Iggy. And yeah, I did ask him that, you know, at the end last night, you know, or at the end of his pregame presser about, you know, I said his decision to come off the bench. I don't know if it was his decision. It was the Warriors' decision that he went along with it.
He accepted the decision.
Yeah, he went along with it. And basically what I asked him that question, because when he agreed to come off the bench like that, he set a tone that I think truly defined what Warrior basketball has been for the last 10 years, which is that selfishness, that team centric strength in numbers basketball. And ever since then, you know, Steph, Clay, Draymond, they have at each in their point as a Warrior had to come off the bench for one reason or another. And every time they had to come off the bench, it was always the phrase, well, if Iggy could come off the bench, what excuse do you have? And setting that tone like he did, I don't know. The Warriors had a lot of talent. I'm not going to say that that's the difference between a Warrior dynasty and not a Warrior dynasty. But like the impact that that creates, the ripple effects that's created through this organization 10 years later cannot be stated enough. It set a tone that defined this organization in such an incredible positive way for a man who just, he realized, like, I think it was Steve Kerr said it during his, you put ego over, or you sacrifice ego for championships. And that line hit so hard for me, because like that's basically what it was. It was understanding that bigger picture of, if I take a little bit less now, I'm going to get so much more on the back end later on. And that mentality throughout this organization allowed this team to go so far and win 4 incredibly entertaining championships.
Well, and that's why I honestly don't know if the word that I would use for Iguodala is selfless, because we heard a lot about Andre from Andre yesterday, and Iguodala loves him some Iguodala. But I think the word that I would use to define Andre Iguodala is prescient. He's someone with immense foresight, and in a lot of basketball situations, it appears that he's the smartest person in every single room. And from that standpoint, I get that sacrificing your starting role would be seen as a selfless act. But I also think that Andre is so smart, and he explained this to you during pregame in with your question, and I thought it was the most, like, illuminating answer that I've heard from a player that's talked about relinquishing their role. Because in all honesty, it wasn't a sacrifice. It may have seemed like a sacrifice at the time, But when he described breaking down what it's allowed him to become, how it's lengthened his career, how it's allowed him to make more money, to allow him to invest in the Bay Area, in Silicon Valley, to create this brand that has now become Andre Iguodala, to now be involved in all these different organizations, to I think be the executive director of the Players Association, it allowed him to do so many different things that I think he had the foresight to be a part of. But that demanded him to come off the bench because most important was basketball. Most important was winning. And he has helped pave the way for a lot of winning players that can play late in their careers that aren't going to be superstars or starters. But if you're able to adjust your role, you can continue to make a lot of money. And that was also a common thread and theme throughout a lot of these conversations.
He's very big on his money, yeah.
Andre Iguodala is all about his bread. And so while selfless to me is taking it maybe a step too far, prescient is absolutely the word that I would use to describe Andre, because he had the foresight to know that even if I'm quote unquote taking a sacrifice, it's the old adage, you take one step back to take two steps forward, or in a reverse order. You know what I'm saying? Like, Andre's the guy that knows what is going to put him in the best position to succeed. And that ultimately became the team's success.
Yeah. So I'd be kind of curious what other Warrior fans have to think about Andre Iguodala, seeing that number go up there. I like that. The word that you would use to describe Andre Iguodala, 888-957-9570 is that number. Give us a call. Tell us what your thoughts about Andre Iguodala are. I think that's, yeah, it's a really good way of saying it there, Evan. Because, yeah, he was a guy who was always thinking about himself. But another, he was also one of the smarter basketball players we've seen come through this organization. I feel like every time you talk to anyone about Andre Iguodala, and we'll be talking to Tim Roy later today at 8:30. He's a guy who spent a lot of time around Iggy. A word that comes up a lot is, yeah, he was a smart player. Very smart, very intuitive. He understood this game, and that's why I think, you know, he was able to kind of see all the different angles of what coming off the bench would do for him and would do for this organization and do for this team. And it just, it goes to all the different ways where, was he the perfect basketball player? Maybe not. I mean, he wasn't the greatest basketball player ever, but definitely a great player. Will he be in the Hall of Fame someday? I would probably put him in. I'll admit there's some Warrior fan bias there in that, but you know, that's,
everybody gets him.
Everybody. That's why, like, it's a basketball.
Everybody gets
it's a basketball
it's
Hall of Fame,
Naismith,
not just the NBA. Yeah.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
But yeah, it was just an incredibly special day, special moment. What was an incredible game, too. Let's, you know, not let that get away. It was just a couple weeks ago, this Mavericks team, you know, blitzed the Warriors at the end and got a very, it's the only loss of the Jimmy Butler era, was in Dallas a couple weeks ago. And to see the Mavericks come in, see Clay again, and Jimmy Butler's home debut, and the Warriors to get a win like they did yesterday against a team that beat them just a couple weeks ago. This team is starting to look so different right now. And, you know, we're talking about Andre Iguodala and him being the right guy at the right time. Jimmy Butler has quickly become, not quietly, quickly and loudly become that same guy for the Warriors, where this team just looks so different now with him in the rotation on a night-to-night basis. It's incredible how much he has stabilized his team that was really kind of shaky for much of the pre-All-Star break part of the season.
That's Sam Levin. My name is Evan Giddings, filling in for Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky out until Wednesday here in the Morning Roast, holding it down for you. Shout out to our YouTube chat brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. As Sam mentioned, we're going to talk to Tim Roy at 8:30, but also in that hour, I mean, probably one of the coolest giveaways we've had in some time, we're going to be giving away a Jimmy Butler III jersey, a number 10. And I know a lot of people are a bit jaded by Jimmy's and number 10s here in the Bay Area, but this one's going to be a pretty cool giveaway. So stick around. Of course, that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, all locked in right here on the Morning Roast. You know, for me, yes, I think Jimmy Butler is certainly a place that we have to get into. And I don't know if it's like, I heard people comparing him to Andre yesterday, and I think that they're very different players, but they're both winners. And I know that Jimmy Butler doesn't have any rings to show for it, but if you ask any of those guys on that team right now through six games, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that doesn't tell you that Jimmy Butler impacts winning. And that's how Steph sort of, I think, dodged the question a little bit after the game when he was asked about, do you see any similarities between the two? And he's like, you know, I think they're very different people, but when they're both on the floor, good things happen.
Yeah.
And Jimmy does it in a different way than Andre does. But I think that the commonality between the two is just calm. When they're both on the floor, things are calm. And you saw it from about the 3:40 mark in the first quarter to the 8-minute mark in the second quarter. When Butler was running with Draymond and Pajemski and Moody and Quentin Post, things were, it was like an organized, spontaneous stretch.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't chaotic, but it was organized. And things were just calm when Jimmy's on the floor. And in that way, I absolutely believe that he and Iguodala share a similar characteristic.
Yeah, and they had that veteran presence that, you know, Steve Kerr really likes. Jimmy, another very worldly smart player who has the court vision that Steve Kerr loves. I think it's fair to compare the impact that their arrivals had. Now, they've impacted this team in different ways. But I get where people see those similarities. I do agree with you. Yeah, different people, different players. But yeah, there is a stability that Jimmy Butler brings to the court, especially in the non-Steph minutes. Remember, there was a time not too long ago in this season, Evan, where when Steph left the court, it was you're praying for those minutes because you don't know what's going to happen. And now you have a situation where at all times during these games, you got Jimmy or Draymond or Steph Curry on the court now. And when you have one of your big three out there, it's a better product that they're able to put there, a more successful product. And you know, I'm a sample size guy, Evan. A couple games for me isn't enough, but 6 games in, the sample size is getting a little bit larger, and the improvements are so more and more noticeable. None more so than I think the improvement that sticks out to me is at the free throw line. You know, before Jimmy arrived, this was without a doubt the worst free throw shooting team in the NBA. And in the 6 games that he has been here, they're shooting 83% from the line, second best in the league over in that time frame. For a team that has the best free throw shooter ever in Steph Curry to be at the NBA's basement in free throw shooting blew my mind, but that's just how bad things were. And it's just those things right there, you know, those fixing the way he's helped with the free throw shooting, the way that he's helping the young guys. We're seeing how much Brandon Pajemski is flourishing alongside Jimmy Butler. It's almost top to bottom, just the impact that he's having on this team, on this organization. So yeah, if you want to compare that to Andre Iguodala in terms of just how his arrival has, I don't want to say legitimized in the same way, but just the boost that it has given to this team. Yeah, I'd say there's a comparison there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. Jimmy to me is different than Andre. Very much so. You know, well, you mentioned the free throw shooting. I actually think it means that the Warriors weren't bad at free throws. I don't think it does.
Okay.
One player does not make a team go from last to first if you're a legitimately bad free throw shooting team. I think there were a few bad free throw shooters on the roster, but clearly the entire team was not bad at free throws if you jump from 30 to first. I mean, it's the same reason why I think that defensively, you know, they haven't necessarily taken a step back because they still have good defenders on this team. The fact that they've generated as many attempts as they have from the free throw line is, I think, pretty impressive. But overall, it's like, yeah, Jimmy Butler, if he's going to be your lead guy, your lead dog, you're going to get to the line a lot. I know we got to hit a break here, and what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I do want to get back into Andre Iguodala, though. I want to table the Jimmy Butler stuff. Obviously, we got his jersey giveaway coming up at 8 o'clock in that 8 o'clock hour. Tim Roy is going to join us at 8:30 via the River Islands guest line. But when I say Andre Iguodala, what do you think of? One word, one memory, one moment. What do you think of when you think of Andre Iguodala? Sam Lumman, Evan Giddings in for the Joes here on the Morning Roast. We're back after this, 95.7 The Game.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.